First of all, I could ask you specifically, and I guess as far as the technicalities of who has authority, how was this decision reached and made?
You may remember back in the spring, I guess, of 2004, the board who previously said the chief issue is ours to own, in 2004 the board said we're going to address the Chief Illiniwek issue, and we're going to address it in a way that seeks consensus. So this is the result of the beginning of the result of the consensus process.
Did you act using an executive authority as the chairman?
No.
Did the board take a vote?
No. The board voted in 2004 to deal with the chief. The board voted again in 2004 to establish a policy about Native American heritage and culture. The board voted again to adopt some guidelines about how to deal with the chief. Then you may recall that the NCAA announced its policy banning Native American mascots and imagery in connection with athletics. So the board voted again and adopted a guideline that says, okay, this is another factor we have to consider. At that point, we started the appeal process with the NCAA, and one of the resolutions that the board passed was to retain the names Illini and Fighting Illini. That was the basis of our first appeal, along with the institutional autonomy. We won the first appeal with respect to the names, which fit within the previous resolution. We lost on the first round on the institutional autonomy. We filed a second appeal. End result of the second appeal was we didn't win. So in the spring of 06, I guess, now, or is it, spring of 06, we were subject to sanction. So from that point forward, we knew we either had to figure out a way to come off the list by complying or finding a way that fit within one of their exceptions, even though they were a little less than well known. So this is sort of the end product of all of that work, all of that board action.
But there was never a board vote to retire Chief Illiniwek?
No, there's not a board vote to retire Chief Illiniwek as you described it. There is a board vote to do something about Chief Illiniwek.
Did you consult with trustees?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We've been consulting. There's not a day that I've been a board member that I've talked to somebody about the chief. It's front and center, for sure, and my colleagues and I on the board have been discussing this issue on and off since we adopted the consensus resolution.
Do all trustees believe that this is the best path to take?
Well, I guess you'd have to ask them in their hearts. I believe that all trustees are committed to doing what they believe is in the best interest of the university, and I can tell you today that the university community believes that this is in the best interest of the university.
Would you agree or disagree that the racial climate on this campus needs improvement?
You know, here's my reaction to that. I think it's always valuable to have these sorts of discussions. What I've been learning in the last few months, quite honestly, from people who like the chief, so let's call them pro-chiefers, was that they felt that the chief was being used as a pretext or a straw man or a scapegoat for other issues that needed to be dealt with objectively. Whether, in fact, it added to it or not, that's I don't want to comment. You know, I suspect now that those other issues can be dealt with objectively.
What happens to, you know, there's still a lot of chief merchandise
mm-hmm.
In the pike. I think some of it even is available through NCAA websites.
Yeah, which was interesting. I saw that myself. I actually saw a hat last football season with not only the chief logo, but the NCAA logo. But
what happens to all that?
Well, not playing lawyer as a board member, I suspect we cannot unilaterally terminate some of those licenses. So some of that stuff exists. The issue regarding the NCAA policy was whether it could appear or did appear on team apparel. And we are already, the university, without our input, had already been taking it off. So that really wasn't an issue for us relative to the NCAA policy. The main issue for us was the halftime performance.
You went to the U of I, so what's it like for you to pull the chief out of the university?
Well, I like I've been pretty clear. I like the chief. Been watching it since I was in school. It's a long time. I won't say how long. So I'm a fan. But you learn, and you have to learn, that it's not about your personal feelings. In this instance, it's not about your personal feelings about the chief. It's what's best for the university. And I learned in this process that I was more committed to the mission of the university and what it does for people. And I was able to put that ahead of the fact that I like the chief. And once you do that, you can become accepting of it.
Any plans for a new mascot?
Well, in some respects, sky's the limit. In terms of, mascots or not, I don't know. You know, we have the names. That was important. I think people in the early days of this debate were confused over whether this was about the chief or about, what are we going to call ourselves? That was always a question I was answering. I said, as far as I'm concerned, as far as the board's concerned, Illini and Fighting Illini are for us. That's what we go by. So, does there have to be a mascot? I don't think there has to be. You may also be wondering about a halftime performance. I think the sky's the limit in what they might do in the halftime performance. I suspect there's a way to continue to enjoy the 3-1. I mean, it's a great tradition, and I think it can continue to be a great tradition.
There were some news accounts and some Chief Illini supporters who suggested that you were acting under pressure from State Senate President Emil Jones.
Yeah, I've heard that too. 4 years ago, I think I was the first time I had an encounter with the Senate President. He was very articulate in what his view of the chief was, and on the odd occasion when I'd see him passing down a hallway, he'd often remind me, but no more or less than other members of the General Assembly would remind me of their position on the chief. So the good news is they're full of opinions, and they're perfectly capable of expressing them. A lot of people like the chief, some people don't.
Are you concerned about donors getting angry about this and not knowing there's no money?
Well, I'm concerned, and I hope they can do what a lot of us have done and just say, okay, the institution's more important than the chief. I do get a lot of cards and letters that say, no chief, no money. I hope that's not the case. It shouldn't be the case. This institution it has great meaning for a lot of people, and it will continue to have great meaning for a lot of people. There are few things better than the mission of a public university.
The consensus process, the process to reach a consensus solution, is that now concluded?
No, we're at the beginning of the conclusion of that. I think one of the things I want to encourage us to do, because I believe it's an opportunity that we don't want to miss, the chief tradition has created a lot of goodwill for the university, and there's got to be a way that we can capture that goodwill. We also don't want to diminish the importance of the chief over the years, and so we got to figure out a way to properly recognize that.
Other groups, including former chief performers, have talked about taking over
yep.
the chief and its trademarks and carrying it on to tradition outside of the university.